The school's test scores are pretty bad, although they ticked up in the most recent stats. That uptick wasn't enough for Albany, which wants more than designating it as a receivership school and making school superintendent Kreiner Cash the receiver. He told the school board last night there are two choices, closing and restarting the school or bringing in an outside receiver, and there's a shortage of people who want to do that. Board member Sharon Belton-Cottman is very protective of Build and says its improving scores offer a possible third path.
In my conversations with people in that building on Saturday, they felt that within a year's time that this building would turn around. But my request would be that the board ask the state to come up with one additional option, which is to allow the building to exist for one more period of time, one more semester, one more year, and see what the outcome will be.
Board member Larry Quinn says Build could be used to experiment on the building to find new ways to improve achievement. Cash says there are other schools just barely staving off Albany, and that could change instantly because there's a profound problem of literacy in Buffalo, and it's hard to change that. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.